I tell you, this technology just drives me crazy sometimes. And I have been praying for a long time, for mostly for the veterans. And for children that's being abducted. Family, 500,000 are unaccounted for every year. 500,000 are unaccounted for every single year. And that's not good. That's bad. And a lot of this has to do with the occult, with the Wicca that goes as high as government. It's not like you've got criminals running around and others that's weirdos that's into Wicca and so forth and witchcraft and Satanism. No, family. Do you understand? This goes to military commanders. This is part of what's going on in Iraq. You understand what I'm saying here? How deep this really is. How deep it really goes. This is not just kids playing in the cemetery at 2, 3 in the morning. Or derelicts that are on drugs and meth and playing around in their homes with Ouija board. Family, I'm talking about four-star generals. You understand what I'm saying here? The Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Shriners, at the very highest level, kings and queens of this world are involved in Satanism and sacrifice of children. And war that they want to have. You understand the implication of what I'm talking about here. We're not talking to penny ante little cults and little towns in Asheville or Virginia Beach or Oregon or whatever. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about the highest level. Bill Clinton and Buchanan are Luciferians at the highest order. So is Jimmy Carter. Do you understand how high this goes? If they belong to a secret society, they are involved in the occult. Bohemian Grove. How much further do you got to go? You've got pictures, photos, in Bohemian Grove of Reagan and Nixon. Members there. Bohemian Grove is 100% occult. The list of those attend Bohemian Grove from Hillary, it just goes and goes. Bilderberg, Club of Rome, all of them. Bohemian Grove is a man's club, sort of, whatever it is. It's evil. And it's got all your CEOs, political leaders, world leaders, presidents, at the highest level of government and business, military, that go to Bohemian Grove. It's nothing but a Burning Man feast, evil beyond words. You can't even imagine how evil these people are. And the other one at the Wesak Festival that nobody ever talks about. I talk about it as often as I can. WESAK, Mount Shasta, California. That's where your fallen angels, your demonic realm, actually can be manifested. It's a serious business. The UN, Club of Rome, the Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, Council of National Policy, all these are involved in the occult. And total evil beyond words. This idea of political parties being in opposition to each other is a bunch of nonsense. They work together. They're not in opposition of each other. They work together. So that kind of leaves you out in the cold. No, it don't. The Holy Spirit's there for you to heat you up. But only if you call upon Him. Well, I want to move into this news. And I'm going to hit you with something. And I start off at the very beginning for a reason, like I did, apparently. Because the first article that I've got that I want to talk about before I get into the meat of what I'm going to talk about today about dividing the families and so forth is the article that came out. Now, remember something here. Remember something. They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They got to tell you what they're going to do. It's required. If God requires his prophets to tell you what's going to happen before it does, it's called the book of Revelation and the King James Bible. It's all the prophets are there with 100% chance of it happening. Then why would he require less of the evil side? He requires them to tell you what they're going to do. Thing is, they're not going to tell you the whole truth, though. They'll muddy it up a little bit. Like putting a really great cup of coffee, a real pot of coffee, and pouring a little thimble full of kerosene in it. They're going to muddy it up a little bit. So it's not either believable or a few people are going to see it because people don't search for it. It's there. The truth of what's going on today is out before you. It's in your eyes, in your face. Now, to keep you distracted, George Orwell tells you exactly what they do. You see? And what he says was, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. But that's not all. Orwell also said that the method of which they did it, one second, is by keeping us busy with all these TV, sports, things on different ways of that nature. Keeps us all busy, tied up, and confused, fighting each other. That's how they do it. And they plan this at Bilderberg meetings, Club of Rome meetings. And these are like their objectives that they put out. And then they put them together. Tavistock, which is a behavioral think tank in England. You ought to look these things up. But George Orwell said in 1984, quote, and he was Illuminati. George Orwell said, football, beer, and above all gambling, filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Now that's 1984. But now the problem arises with another quote. That's a whole lot more ominous. It goes something like this.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
That being said, there goes your depopulation. That's what he's talking about here. That's where the Club of Rome, Bilderberg Group, end times events, and so forth comes into play. Now, let's go back to that article I was talking about. Then we're talking about World War III, the real World War III, not this fake one they got coming up. They got to have some kind of chaos, and they're going to take the end times events, and they're going to try to fake them to give us some kind of major chaos to bring in the first seal. So it's got to be a fake. Calvinist, preterists say that all the events of the end times events have happened already. Well, that's not even possible. But people would like to believe it. But it's not remotely possible. You know the scriptures. Article July the 3rd. Yep, that's today. They say Armageddon on the doorstep. The ISIS terror organization, the ISIS conquest of Iraq, leads to Jerusalem. Now, I don't know what these people are smoking. Maybe it's some of that already vapes. They got vape places here in Mount Airy. You got vape. Everybody's getting vaped. Well, apparently the author of this article has been vaped left and right, just like a lot of these preachers out here that's claiming that Armageddon's on the doorstep. Well, they're forgetting about 7 years of tribulation. Hadn't passed yet. Hadn't even started. So how's Armageddon at the doorstep? I mean, this is surreal. For me, this is like mind-boggling how people can even put this. They have no self-respect. I mean, that's just plain dumb. Armageddon, they're counting on either somebody, a lot of people not knowing the scripture at all, or they're just dumb. I mean, that's dumb. How dumb is that? Well, how dumb is it? Well, like trying to pound a 10-penny nail in a block of concrete with a glass jar. That's how dumb it is. Because Armageddon comes after 7 years of tribulations. We haven't started yet. So how's that at the doorstep? Because the fake Armageddon is way. And that's why they're talking about it that way. To bring on Armageddon, who comes next? Jesus does, don't he? Uh-huh. Won't be Jesus, it'll be Sanan Emmanuel. Yeshua, the fake Jesus. Get ready for it. Disclosure. Alien nonsense. It's heading our way. Family, don't be taken up by this. But anyway, what I found interesting here, all of a sudden, ISIS, a derivative of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda was created by and funded by the CIA, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence, Mossad, ISI. Back in the 70s, when they were against Afghanistan, against the Russians, we funded them, set them up, and maintained it even until today. All they are is an arm of the CIA. Bin Laden was killed back in 2001. Certainly before 2007, because Benir Bhutto confirms it on David Frost's interview. She confirms, even in 2007, that Bin Laden was killed by Omar Sheikh. Of course, she was murdered 2 months after that. By CIA and ISI, assassinated Benir Bhutto. So Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they just changed the names, all they do. Just change the names. And it's certainly not to protect the innocent. They change the names. Now, one example here. If I can find it right quick. A lot of times I put my programs together as I'm going along. I seldom use a script, but every now and then I might find some script, but a lot of times I just put it together. Now, because I let the Holy Spirit lead me, sometimes I'm a little slow. but I catch up. Hillary Clinton, who tried to push the international rights of the child on us in 1989, which is there to take your children away from you, she failed in 1989, that Hillary Clinton, confirms her own testimony that we created Al-Qaeda.
We also have a history of kind of moving in and out of Pakistan. I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam, so that we can go beat the Soviet Union. And guess what? They retreated. They lost billions of dollars, and it led to the collapse of the Soviet Union. So there's a very strong argument, which is, wasn't a bad investment to end the Soviet Union, but let's be careful what we sow, because we will harvest. So we then left Pakistan. We said, okay, fine, you deal with the stingers that we've left all over your country. You deal with the mines that are along the border. And by the way, we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, we're sanctioning you. So we stopped dealing with the Pakistani military and with ISI, and we now are making up for a lot of lost time.
Well, first of all, she's lying, one part. It's about we never destroyed the Soviet Union. They just changed the name and went underground. It's always existed. Putin is a liar, just like all the rest of them. Just like Clinton, just like Obama, just like Bush, Reagan, every single one of them. We've had 6 attempted military coups in the U.S. government since 1933. They don't talk about that. And Freemasons are in the base of it. Now, they're talking about moving the Mujahideen, for example, from Afghanistan to Bosnia, is what they're talking specifically. Well, there's a little problem there, because the details, devil's in the details. And in the, actually, when Cohen was DOD, Secretary of Defense, and they were preparing justification to enter the Balkans, they lied again about 100,000 missing Albanians. In the news. Oh yeah, here we go. Cohen and sent beside Henry Shelton, Joint Chief of Staff, Chairman General Henry Shelton, and they are part of the Illuminati because they briefed the Council of Foreign Relations, Joint Chief of Staff, and Secretary of Defense William Cohen, May the 16th, 1999. I was in Kosovo in October 1999. In June, Wesley Clark, a Rhodes Scholar, no less, Illuminati, was supposed to be the one, since he led the NATO, to start the spark for World War III. That boy's a liar. You see, he's certainly not a patriot, like Gerald Boykin. Not at all. Neither one of them are. They're both, one of them's Knights of Malta, like Rick Joyner, Knights of Malta. Jared Boykin is another one. Wesley Clark is a Rhodes Scholar, which is, you won't get a Rhodes Scholarship unless you're Illuminati, unless you're working for them. He was supposed to start, look it up right now. The general had tried to start World War III. The only reason he didn't, to start a conflict between the British and the Russians in Pristina in June of 1999, was because Major General Michael Jackson, no less, rejected an order from Wesley Clark, and rightfully so, to intervene with the Russians that was rushing, 200 Spetsnaz, rushing to Pristina Airport to take control of it. He ordered a tank column. James Blunt was actually a commander and a lieutenant back then, to intervene and stop the Russians at all costs from taking the airport. Well, James Blunt's not stupid. He may be a singer. Can you imagine that? Anyway, but he called Michael Jackson, General Michael Jackson, British, told him about it. And Michael Jackson pretty much said, quote, to Wesley Clark, "I'm not going to start World War III for you," unquote. Should have used stronger words, like stick it up your wazoo. Wesley Clark, Powder Puff Clark. Well, their plans for World War III and a major takeover of the U.S. government in 1999 by January 2000 failed to happen. God's always in control. But going back to the 1990s, Cohen, and the article says, Cohen fears 100,000 Kosovo men killed by Serbs. Quote, up to 100,000 ethnic Albanian men in Kosovo of fighting age have vanished and may have been killed by Serbian forces, Defense Secretary William Lyon Cohen said on Sunday. We've now seen about 100,000 military-aged men missing that may have been murdered. Well, now there's a problem there. I was in Kosovo in October in the cleanup time, and I saw the rebuilding of the infrastructure. Matter of fact, in my region, I helped organize the first election ever in Kosovo. I helped set it up. And security for all those, about 300 internationals. I was the one who helped lead the security there and helped set up the whole election. There's never 100,000 missing. Never. That was a lie from the pit of hell. But then they come out with another report. And in this report, they said in April 2010, 10,000 still missing 15 years after the end of war in Bosnia. That's another lie. Then they get down 1,247 that they found, really found, 1,247, something like that, of questionable deaths. Some of them from the errant bombing of Wesley Clark and all the rest of them. Of NATO and UN. Diabolical. Family, they use these articles and they lie. And Srebrenica, that's another lie. 8,000 massacred, murdered men, women, and children? No. They were Mujahideen that were cutting people's heads off. That's a problem. So they try to make like Hitler murdered in Srebrenica. 8,000. Well, that wasn't true either. To justify. And Hillary said, oh, we got to help those people. And the Albanians are being killed. And the Serbs are being killed by UN. And I know that 1,500 Serb Orthodox Christians were being cleansed out of Kosovo while I was there. Under our very noses. And Al-Qaeda was running loose. And I got the reports on it too. Now, that being said, I also know when Hillary was talking about here, how we funded them and all that. Well, I'm going to tell you exactly how it worked. You see, around 1993, after Somalia, and we got blasted to Somalia, U.S. Marines of Somalia, we caught all kinds of flack after that one. But I'm going to finish it here. The CIA asked the Pakistani ISI to divert part of their dregs, they call them, of the several organizations that was formed by the CIA, the Mujahideen, Harkat al-Mujahideen, and the Harkat al-Jihad al-Islami, they call them the Humayuja, to Bosnia, and they to assist the Muslims there in their fight against the Serbs. Now, Hillary confirms it. I'm giving you the details. So this transfer to Bosnia, 10,000 Mujahideen, al-Qaeda, now called ISIS. Of course, they're new recruits, naturally, because a lot of them were killed anyway. But they just kept the organization alive. To assist the Muslims there in the fight against the Serbs, the transfer to Bosnia was funded by Saudi intelligence. The arms and ammunition was given by the Iranian intelligence. The leadership and motivation was provided by serving and retired officers of the Pakistani and Turkish intelligence. CIA facilitated it. Omar Sheikh, the man who killed bin Laden, he also masterminded the kidnapping of Daniel Pearl of the Wall Street Journal. So he got his jihad experience in Bosnia, like bin Laden did in Afghanistan. But bin Laden was not taking the credit for 9-1-1, and rightfully so, because that was a Masonic sacrifice, 9-1-1 was. But bin Laden was taking the heat for it. He was denying he was there and did it. So they had him killed by Omar Sheikh. But bin Laden had his inoculation in Afghanistan. Omar Sheikh was in Bosnia. So they were diverted to Kosovo by CIA and then left in the lurch. They had done the U.S. our hatchet job in the Balkans. And our hatchet job in the Balkans is just a continuation of Hitler's plan in 1943. Tito was the son of Churchill. Churchill was the Knights of Malta. Churchill was second cousin to Hitler, Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II. They're all second cousins. It's in Freemasonry. It's all connected to this Luciferian agenda. Between 1945 and now, to take down the United States was a plan to take down the family. It's always been part of the plan. So I'm going to focus on today and tomorrow, partially, on how the Freemasons are involved in this. Now, Freemasons, I'd say 95, 97, 98% won't know what I'm talking about. They're under blood oaths, not to reveal any secrets. Therefore, they're not going to ask any questions, because once they start asking questions in the first 3 degrees, they're blackballed or held back. Now, I'm going to go back to, what I was saying. Hold a second. I left one thing out. Sorry. About ISIS. I'm going to go back to ISIS 1 second here because I sort of got off track. Sorry. The ISIS conquest of Iraq leading to Jerusalem is the title of the article, 3rd of July. I want to tie this up now. They say, you know what ISIS is, don't you? A very clever way, talking about the New World Order and the bringing in of the Babylonian Empire. Very clever they are by using the terms ISIS. It's not accidental. ISIS has a lot to do with Semiramis, Nimrod, the occult, the Queen of Babylon, Easter, Ishtar, all that sort of thing has a lot to do with ISIS in the terminology. So they put together the acronym for the terrorist organization, but they made sure it's spelled ISIS, you see. So when they say Armageddon on the doorstep, the ISIS, Babylonian conquest of Iraq, leads to Jerusalem. Now the next article that I found is very significant. July the 3rd. Will ISIS, Queen of Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, the Empire of the Antichrist, ISIS, will ISIS open the door for Turkey to reclaim the Ottoman Empire? You see, when it says the army from the north, the Arabic army from the north will sweep down into Israel, they're not talking about Russia. They're not talking about China. Russia and China is not going to exist. They're going to destroy Russia and China, the Illuminati is. Russia and China don't know that yet. That's why they got all Russia and China all tied up in the United States as distraction. But World War II, as I said, World War III, as I said a little while ago, some time ago, the second seal, will be Turkey leading the way south. And completion of Psalms 83. Psalms 83 was partially fulfilled in 1967. Established the state of Israel. Actually, 1940s. But partial fulfillment of Psalms 83 happened in 1967, the Six-Day War. Partial fulfillment. Complete fulfillment will be the second seal, when Turkey leads the way against Israel, the offspring of Ishmael against the offspring of Isaac and Jacob. And when they fight to complete exhaustion, then we'll bring in the Antichrist, the Babylonian Empire, once again. That is the great whore. And the daughter is Israel. Not America's not even in there, man. Get over it. We're not even in the Bible. So I see this setting up. ISIS, which is the occult name for the Babylonian Empire of the Antichrist, opening the door for Turkey, which will be the leader when they attack Israel, and the second seal. I see it getting close. Oh, and there's some other articles here about the Burning Man draws 68,000 to America's largest pagan cult gathering, the Burning Man. 68,000. Man, we're heading down the road hard. Ezekiel 20, verse 7. Then I said unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes. Defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ezekiel 20, verse 7. Egypt. The Pharaohs. The Pharaohs were the hybrids, the fallen angels, and the daughters of man. The Pharaohs of Egypt were hybrids. Migrated to Europe and became the royalty you have today. They can trace their bloodline. Queen Elizabeth II, Merovingian bloodline. You know, the Fleur de Lis. All the way back to King John, Charles Mayne. Keep on going. All the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt, who were hybrids of the fallen angels and the daughters of man. So now the pagan festival, the Burning Man, family in America, 68,000 people watch this Burning Man. San Francisco area. And also in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. In Nevada. It all is taking place. It's all the occult. A worshiper, they pray to the pagan god of Osiris at the Burning Man. Man, this thing is a Woodstock on steroids times 10. It puts Woodstock way out there, man. Leaves it in the dust. Then they got this pyramid thing going on, all this nonsense. And family, they have no idea. They're calling it bringing back the gods. I'm talking about the fallen angels. The leaders of this massive gathering have started open and obvious aim, quote, to prepare their followers, listen, for the appearance of a mystical man, Sananda, from outer space to lead them. And with nearly 70,000 worshipers in attendance, this pagan church in the desert is rapidly spreading their religion. Like in 2013, the grand finale of Burning Man, 2013 was a Genesis 6 giant size burning in the everlasting torments of flames of hell. Femme, we're really close to what's getting ready to happen here in the end times events. It's all taking place around us. This festival thing was in the shape of a UFO. What they're talking about is the one I've been telling you all about, Sananda Manuel, called himself Yeshua. That's what they're setting up everybody for. Femme, y'all get ready. Now, you got the immigration crisis, and Ron Paul's running off at the mouth again with his mess. Nation's hospitals under siege and immigration crisis. You know, they're going to use the immigration crisis to justify the pandemic, if they have one. They'll inoculate them, send the disease back to South America, back to Mexico. The ones that come into America, they make sure you're going to have to be inoculated before you go to America. They'll give them disease there so they have plausible deniability. If a pandemic begins, they tried to start a pandemic in the year 2009, Obama administration. And let me not just single out Obama, the Reagan and the Nixon and the Bush and the Clinton, all and even FDR, all of them have been part of this agenda. And each one played a role, just as evil as the next. Not one of them has been good. This is by evidence, too. So, family, you see what they're setting up, little by little. All right, the family. Freemasons. Man, you got to get out of there. I've been getting reports. I mean, people have been sending me, you know, reports and, well, testimonies. I don't like using reports. Testimony that when you become a Freemason, you take the blood oath at the first degree, and you take a blood oath from then on, you have, in fact, cursed your family for four generations. I've been telling people this for the longest time. And that's one of the reasons why your children starts changing clothing, nail polish if they wear it, start cutting themselves. They turn away from responsibility. They become rebellious. They head to drugs, different friends, stay late hours. Unusual looking trinkets on their body, tattoos of all kinds of weird design. If you got your nose in golf, or Tiger Woods doing whatever, you're going to miss every bit of it. And you're going to miss your children too. Because that's what you've done. It's like bringing a Ouija board, tarot cards. When you've taken that blood oath, you have cursed your family. It's masked under actually having honor and all this and all that. Well, what does that have to do with the families? When they start off, they want you to help them. You're going to help the people. You're going to go out and help the widows or hospital or do good deeds or whatever. And then it'll become regular. They want you to assist in various responsibilities appearing to be good. And it probably will be. But what's it doing ultimately? You work already. Then you got to do things on the weekends or nights. You're being pulled away from your family. Oh, but it's a good deed. Right. Well, it's going to start affecting your relationship with your wife. And your children. They always choose. They will recruit those that are managers of restaurants. Those that are in the government licenses or whatever. And others, they won't recruit. They'll just bring them in and they'll say, they'll give them all the spill on it. But they will recruit. I know. I've talked to some restaurant managers that said, oh yeah, we had a couple of Masons come in and try to recruit me. I'm not going to name the restaurants, but I've been told this, absolutely. Because they like that control. They like to have someone inside. So when they have you do little, between the first, second, third degrees, you've taken a blood oath to God to keep secrets, is what it boils down to. Now I could go and give you the 3 degrees word for word. If I wanted to, I got it right here in front of me. I got the first 3 degrees oath, 1952. I've got the first degrees oath, first 3 degrees, 1983. A 30-year, and it's the same thing. Some words have changed, but not much. And guess what? They're the ones, the Illuminati, are the ones making sure your secrets are put out. They're exposing the Freemasons, making it look like there's someone else doing it. But the Illuminati are going to take you out once they've completed and have total control of the world government. They're going to take out all secret society members. Don't matter who you are. Protocols, chapter 15. Protocols and learned elders of Zion will tell you what they're going to do. And they will do it. But in the meantime, they're dividing the families. Because you have secrets. Honey, where were you tonight? Well, I can't tell you. What did y'all talk about? Well, I can't tell you. Man, you got a problem already. The first night you took the blood oath, it is irritating. It is separating because you're keeping secrets from your family. It's not right. That's already wrong. The first night you become a Freemason, you're keeping secrets. It already immediately alienates your wife. Well, now they have a remedy for that. They got remedies for everything. The wives, just like the officers' wives thing going on, they'll say, well, honey, won't you come to the Eastern Star organization? Well, yeah, you got a support group of other Freemason wives that are completely brainwashed. Oh, they do bake sales and all this and all that, and they do things for the widows and go down to the homeless and all this, that, and the other. That don't take away from the fact, and I, right now you can do it. Look up Satanic Baphomet. The upside down star with the pointing in, pointing down. The star pointing down, right? Well, now look up the same logo for the Eastern Star. It's exactly the same diagram. And it's the same star that the Medal of Honor and military is used for. Upside down star is the star of Satan. Man, I got a serious problem with that. I've always looked in awe at the white stars and blue background of a Medal of Honor on somebody's chest. Or the Navy Cross or a Silver Star or whatever. I never knew that the Medal of Honor star was the upside down Baphomet. Now I know why. That makes me very disgruntled. It tears me apart in a way, not to be dramatic. Because I have a loyalty to my former self. And I have a loyalty to God. And boy, the two don't match. So that upside down star is satanic Baphomet. Given honor. The wars have always been designed from the very beginning for the occult. Never for democracy. Never for freedom. It's never been. I got the evidence for it. It is there. It's not an opinion. It's a fact. Go back to Albert Pike and planning the first three world wars. And there you go. I brought you around, Robin. Now you see. It's to take souls. They always control. Every war have always been controlled, both sides, by the Illuminati. And they know the outcome. Generally, the outcome. And it has accomplished. Except they've never accomplished their world order because God's in control. But back to what I was talking about. So the Eastern Star has a logo of the Satanic Baphomet covered up with little mottos and sayings and all that. But don't take away from the shape. And the shapes and symbols, hand signs, all that means everything. Because it's showing you the sign of the beast. The sign of Satan is your logo. And no banner, no matter. Your children, no problem. The De Molay Society for your children. For your daughters. Rainbow girls. Rainbow. What's that rainbow again? Is that not the homosexual flag, the rainbow? The multicolors of the rainbow. They've taken God's symbol for peace, that the world will never be destroyed by water again. And they've taken that symbol of peace and they've turned it into the Antikorana, the rainbow bridge. See, the rainbow is not just for homosexuals at all. It's much deeper than that. The rainbow bridge is the bridge of your soul to the overlord, Satan. That's the Antikorana. When I research, I go as deep as I can't go anymore to try to figure out what these suckers are up to. In Freemasonry, we're up to your nose in this. Why do you think God allows your family to be cursed for four generations? That's why you're having trouble in your marriages. That's why you're no longer talking to your family like you used to. Because they're putting a barrier between you, your children, and your family. And you don't even know it. Because you get mad at your wife. She said, well, honey, I don't see you anymore. Well, I'm doing a good deed for everybody. I'm doing a good deed. We're working for the hospitals. We're working for the homeless and all this. What do you want from me? But what do you do at those clubs? I can't tell you. It's secret. Well, don't ask them what to do at the jester meeting. Because you don't want to know. Because when you do those things at the jester meetings, you don't want to talk about. They got you. And they'll use that against you if you go against them. They will use it. And also, when you do those things at the jester meetings, it causes you to separate from God for sure. And that's how they want you, unrighteous, so they can brainwash you more. The rainbow, also called the Antakarana, a rainbow bridge, it's a hypnotic-type device, first of all. It's also called the International Sign of Peace. Ha! They claim it's building a rainbow bridge between the personality, your soul, you, and the overlord, the oversoul, or great universal mind. Literally, Sanat Kumara, S-A-N-A-T. Sanat Kumara is Satan with a New Age name. That is Sanat Kumara. Lucifer. And in Isaiah 24, verse 5, states that one reason that the Lord is destroying the earth in the latter days is for breaking the everlasting covenant. The rainbow is a sign of the everlasting covenant, according to Genesis chapter 9. These symbols are very important. Rainbow girls. Now you got it? Hint, hint. DeMolay. Did you know that Bill Clinton was a DeMolay kiddie? He was a DeMolay kid. Look it up. Family, they're all involved in this. Men, get out of there. Renounce a blood oath. You're not obligated to those secrets. When you repent of that sin, of taking that oath to God, it's called repentance. He forgives you of that sin. They tell you no, they're liars. He will forgive you. The only sin he won't forgive was blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And that was only during the time that Jesus walked the earth. And the miracles attributed to Jesus was attributed to Lucifer. That's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. So today, the equal to that would be unbelief. So the sin of unbelief is unforgivable. That's all. Every other sin, you can ask for forgiveness. And that's of taking a blood oath. You can get forgiveness. You're not any longer obligated to it. It's like it never existed. Now, I've got a serious storm coming up here. And sometimes it knocks out my... Oh, it's ugly. Knocks out my power. So it may happen. I don't know. But if I do, well, there you go. But I'll let you know right off the bat. In case I go down. Now, I'm going to talk some more about the Masons tomorrow. And I'm not anti-Mason, per se. I'm not anti-Mason, anti-Catholic, anti-none. I'm telling you what you're involved in and warning you to get out of there. That's it. And they're trying to divide your families. So to not divide your families, they try to bring them in by the DeMolay, by Rainbow Girls, and by Eastern Stars. Now you got them. And the Eastern Stars that are your wives now, Eastern Star wife, begins a generation of Freemasonry. And they have a support group. And when she feels bad about you being gone, here the other Eastern Stars, oh, honey, it's okay. Look, we went through the same thing. It's just like being in a mafia. The end result of this is destruction of your family, either way, no matter what you do. And you're going to lose your children. Oh, I know. You get a lot of benefits. You get rewards. You get off on tickets. You get contracts you would normally have got. Your favorite parking place. And sometimes your career will skyrocket. Now, why do you think that is? Don't you think there's not a price to pay for that? If you don't, boy, I got news for you. You don't get that for nothing. Now, let me tell you what Satan does. And it's documented in the world system. Now, I'm going to talk about how the victory over Satan tonight and other subjects on the Bible study, 7:30 to 9. But now let me tell you, though, But now Satan's got this set up. You see, Satan, what he did, and these churches out here, now some churches are, but very, 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 very few. My recorder got stuck. That too many varies on that one. What did Satan do to take control? He organized the human race into a world system. And this world system is based strictly on pride, ambition, selfishness, greed, and sinful pleasures to keep you distracted. And you can see that there's nothing of God in these things at all. So what is the world, we call it? It's human society with God left out. It's called humanism. That's exactly what it is. Now, regular listeners, bear with me a minute. I'm sure you have this already memorized. But now I got to bring this in. And now you probably know what I'm going to say, don't you? You know, before most of us were born, the humanists were claiming victory in the conquest of American public school. It started in 1908. John Dewey was a humanist. Horace Mann was a humanist. In early, before 1917. So in 1930, that's another 15, 20 years or whatever, I don't know. Do the math. 1917 to 1930. 1930, Charles Francis Potter, he proclaimed, education, I quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. Fast forward, 57 years later. For continuity purposes, educator Herbert London of New York University declared, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that's from 1960 to 1980s, are breathtaking, and every discipline has been affected by Marxist socialism preachment. And almost every faculty, now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. And that scholar family makes sure each college that they're a member of follows the Humanist Manifesto. And if you've got a professor or a teacher that doesn't, they are fired." I can't get more clear than that. Family, this stands still true today. The Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati. The Council of Foreign Relations, back in 93, and I've listed already the members of the Council of Foreign Relations in education, goes from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, Stanford, MIT, Cornell, University of Texas, George Washington University, City College of New York, University of Miami, Chicago, John Hopkins, Rockefeller University, University of St. Louis, University of California, just to name a few. You've got scouts through every college seeking out your children, whom they're going to use for various reasons. Sandusky, he's one of tens of thousands of them. He was just a sacrificial lamb to make it look like they're doing something. Now back to what I was talking about. The world is human society left out with, it is human society with God left out. So the whole earth lieth in the evil one. It's what the Bible says. Seven areas, seven fallen angels, not demons, not aliens, but fallen angels. You know that 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4, the Bible calls Satan, quote, the god of this world. What do you think that means? It means what it says. Satan's world system. Now we're going to come down to the meat. includes commerce, politics, religion, education. Now, that means all religion. Education, entertainment, world kingdoms. Entertainment is all of Hollywood. All of Hollywood. That's the only purpose of Hollywood. There's no show that's not scripted out, not one. All of them are scripted. World organizations, world kingdoms, and other things. In this world system, Satan offers people power, riches, possessions, worldly honors. Your Rhodes Scholarship, Rhodes was Illuminati. Nobel Peace Prize, Nobel was Illuminati. That's a fact. Intellectual achievement. That's why they want to pick out the best of the best to take them. You know, you graduate summa cum laude, whatever the dickens it is. Who cares? They do. Because they track your GPA. And they try to recruit them in the Illuminati. And they offer them power, riches, possessions, and worldly honors, intellectual achievement. So they got to downtrodden you, get you out of the family to make you feel like you're left out. They'll say, we'll help you. We care. You see how they do it? Also, social prestige and all kinds of sinful pleasures, they offer it. Satan can give people just about anything he wants to and thus make them satisfied to remain under the rule and leave God out of their lives. It's even convenient not to believe in a God. When you did once at one time, it's easier now not to. 1 John 5:19. It tells you. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Second Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I can't get no clearer than that. How in the world, you can say, how in the world they know that back then? Because the Bible was inspired by God. How about Psalms? Old Testament. How about that? And they say that Illuminati is not in the Bible. It says who? In Psalms, I find it amazing how it talks about the things today. In Psalms 2:2, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Man, you got it right there. It is slam doggone dunk. And if you say the Vatican wrote the Bible, the Illuminati wrote the Bible, why would they write the Bible against them? No, it's God inspiring these men to write the Bible, 66 books, inspired by God to warn you, as a lot of us are trying to warn you, of what's coming. I'm not a prophet, man. I can just read English. And English is the King James Bible. All I can do is read. You can read too. Man, you don't need to hear me. You do it on your own. And the purpose of this world system is to draw men's hearts away from God and from doing his will. Because, see, Satan, The supernatural realm has something more attractive and appealing to offer each person. He deceives the unsaved people into the thinking that the things of this life are all that matter. He wants them to spend their lives seeking after these things so they will never have time to think about their need of being saved. Do y'all get that? So now what are you going to do about it? Well, let me give you this. And I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow, but you can be released from that Masonic oath. I told you a little bit about how they divide the families. CPS divides the families. The Illuminati have been trying to divide the families for the longest time. That's their main objective, is to divide those families. Quote, Brock Chisholm, 1948-53. He was director of the United Nations World Health Organization. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. Did you get that? Part of the Humanist Manifesto, quote, "Believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Because you see, the traditional family puts these restrictions on their children of learning God's word, and that puts a separation between them and the world. That's why they call it world peace. They didn't want a separation. They didn't want sanctification. To bring world peace, it must come together. Well, that comes with a price of whether you go to heaven or go to hell. Is the Masonic oath binding? Well, only if you allow it to be. Before a candidate is given the obligation of entered apprentice degree, he hears these words from the worshipful master. Mr. Fudd, before you can proceed further in Freemasonry, it will be necessary for you to take an obligation appertaining to this degree. It becomes my duty as well as my pleasure to inform you that there is nothing contained in the obligation that conflicts with the duties you owe to God, your country, your neighbor, your family, or yourself. With this assurance on my part, are you willing to take the obligation?" Now that, unquote, that comes from a Nevada ritual around 1984. Family, that's the first lie that you're told. It does conflict with God because you're taking an oath. It does conflict with your country. It conflicts with your family, as I said, because you hold secrets from them. Well, the same question is asked to the candidate before he proceeds with the obligation of the fellow crafted degree. And same as a Master Mason degree. But how honest is that statement? According to the Word of God, it isn't honest at all. Matthew 5, 33-37. In Matthew 5, again, ye have heard that if it been said by them of old time, "Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, or nay, nay, For whatsoever is more than this cometh of evil. So they get over that by saying these are idle words, don't really mean anything. Well, there's no idle words in God's kingdom. Every word you say, you are responsible for. You find the same scripture in James 5, verse 12. Now, the penalties for obligations, Nevada ritual, around 1984, is the following. To all of which I do solemnly and sincerely promise, and swear without any hesitation, mental reservation, or secret evasion of mind in me whatsoever, binding myself under no less penalty than of the having, and for brevity, entered apprentice degree, quote, my throat cut across, my tongue torn out, and with my body buried in the sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows, twice in 24 hours, should I ever knowingly or willfully violate this, my solemn obligation of an entered apprentice? Or second degree. Fellow craft degree. Quote, or then, same to all who I do solemnly and sincerely promise, same words. But fellow craft degree will say, in the second degree, my left breast torn open, that's your heart, my heart and vitals taken out, taken thence, they call it, and with my body given as a prey to the vultures of the air, should ever knowingly or willfully violate this, my solemn obligation of a fellow craft. Master degree, quote, or my body severed in twain, my bowels taken thence, and with my body buried to ashes, and the ashes therefore scattered to the four winds of heaven, that there might remain neither track, trace, nor remembrance among men, or masons of so vile and perjured a wretch as I should be, should ever knowingly or willfully violate this my solemn obligation of a master mason. And then the ending of the obligations, each one, each degree that they go up, of the first three degrees of Blue Lodge, the ending for all these obligations is, I quote, so help me God, and make me steadfast to keep and perform the same, unquote. Man, that can't be right. There's got to be something way wrong with that. And you know God is not going to approve of that. That's why you bring the curse upon your family. So the first thing you should be considered about these oaths is this. The God of the Lodge, which is commonly referred to as the great architect of the universe, is not the true living God, who's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not the same. So understand full well that the great architect of the universe is a God that Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims presumably have no problem at all praying to. And there's no way that this could possibly be the true and living God of the Christian faith. And this is apart from Christianity, which is a religion. It's not the same. Jesus is not about Christianity. You say, well, he is. Well, really, which one? Mormon? Jehovah's Witness? Presbyterian? Baptist that have different beliefs? Which one do you want to call? Just take your pick. Well, the King James Bible is straight. It defines itself. Mankind redefines it. Jesus is considered as being no more than a prophet by any of these religions, a bogus God, bogus oaths. And you know, it's explained to others who ask that the penalties of these obligations, they're never intended to be carried out. It's said that they're only there to express a purpose for impressing upon the initiate how important that he keep the secrets of the lodge that are imparted to him. That should be a problem right there. And they say the penalties are frivolous. Well, then that means it's out of words. They say that the challenge is put before the professing Christian mission members of the lodge is that the God they were swearing the oaths to is the God that's in their hearts. Well, you could say that for the lodge is 1 point on that one, but only for the sake of argument, forgetting for the moment that this candidate that's coming up was lied to by the worshipful master to begin with. And for those Christians that profess to be Christians, who's a member of the order, there's an answer to that challenge based on the written word of God in order to show these Masons who claim to be Christians that they're indeed living in sin by even remaining in the lodge. Because the oaths have taken, if for no other reason of any. Leviticus 5:4-6. Or if a soul swear, pronouncing with his lips to do evil, or to do good, whatsoever it be that a man shall pronounce with an oath, it shall be hid from him. When he knoweth of it, then he shall be guilty in one of these. And it shall be, when he shall be found, he shall be guilty in one of these things, then he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. He shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for the sin which he has sinned, a female from the flock, a lamb of the kid, of the goats, or a sin offering. That goes back to Leviticus. Now, these are examples of sins that require a sin offering under the law. It pertains to a person's given testimony. So the third example, which is given in Leviticus 5, verse 4, I just read you, talks about being able to fulfill a rash vow or speaking thoughtlessly with an oath. And these penalties are rash, not hard to figure. So, is it reasonable that a Christian member of the lodge should have to admit that having his throat cut across or having his left breast torn open and having his body cut in two would certainly constitute being equivalent to the changing of the color of the single hair on his thread? That's ugly. You know God cannot stand by that. It's not idle words. The first step has got to do is rid himself of the shackles of these blood oaths. Is to recognize them for being the thoughtless oaths that they are and admit they've sworn an oath to keep certain matters secret. Or still not revealed to him. So the first thing you got to do is repent by confessing that he's indeed sinned in the assuming of these blood oaths. And that under the law, you're to offer up a sin offering in order that the priest, in the old Leviticus, may be able to make atonement for his behalf of his sin. In this case, Jesus Christ died for our sins. So repent of that sin. It's handled differently in the new covenant. Our sinless Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, already took his sins upon himself, that he might have redemption. 1 Timothy 2, verses 5-6, for there is one God, one mediator, also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony born in the proper time. So, a Masonic oath is binding, but only if you allow it to be. That's your choice. Members of the order will tell you how awful it would be for you to betray the oaths you've taken. The written word of God tells you how sinful it is that they were taken in the first place. So now you got to ask yourself, it begs the question, who's right, the members of the lodge who are trying to lay the guilt trip on you, or God. Only wants you to confess your sin so that Jesus Christ may truly become your Lord and Savior. You can't serve two masters. So members of the order, stumbling in the darkness, and not when the blindfold is removed from your eyes, as they did in the first degree. But they want you to remain loyal and subservient to them. But God wants you to follow him. You can't serve two masters. Now, there's another step I won't talk about right now. There's not enough time. Of how to be delivered once Satan has entered in your home. And you can see it. I've explained that before. How your children start changing. Your relationship with your marriage starts to break down. Your kids stay away from you. They don't want to go to church anymore. If they do, they wear gothic kind of stuff. All kinds of weird things go on. Family, whether you believe it or not, homosexuality is against the Bible. So is adultery, lying, cheating, stealing. So which one of those you like doing that you don't want to give up? I had to give up quite a few when I became born again. For me, it's a daily struggle anyway. When you look at pictures or, you know, you have these thoughts or you get angry or something. Those are thoughts that they're natural. Now, I've talked to my Bible studies how to control those. And then the implications of having these thoughts and acting on them. My Bible studies go from 7:30 to 9, but also have them on archives. And, you know, you can go over them and make your own minds up. But family, when they say this for honorable men, where do you draw the line? Honorable from whose perspective? Because what about everybody else? Are you only honorable to members of Freemasonry? Would it not stand to reason, if you're a member of the Freemasons, that you would do the right thing to those that's not members of the Freemasonry? But instead, they use the lure, we help each other. Okay, what about your fellow men and truth and honesty? Well, if they're not Freemasons, we don't help them. But they give to the widows, they give to the churches, they give to the hospitals and all this. That's to cover over all the other that's being done, like in the jester meetings. Ooh. Well, here comes my point. They have a methodology, and I won't probably get through it, but on how they can ruin a man if they leave Freemasonry, or to ruin him if they want to take over a contract or get him out of business. You know, there's more than 500,000 brethren under the jurisdiction of the Grand Lodge. Standards have been failing and falling for 20, 30 years. So it's not easy. It's not too easy to enter the craft. So many men of dubious morals have joined. Secrecy and power attract peace people. When they come, the decent will leave. The numbers of people would never have been considered a membership in the 50s or getting larger all the time. And if only 5% of Freemasons use abuse, the craft for selfish or corrupt ends, it means that there's 25,000 of them. It's more like now 12 or 13% because of the way they've run the education system. Now, it's explained that when I researched, I did that Masonry, nationwide organizations of men, most walks of life, provides one of the most efficient, private, intelligence networks that you can imagine. Private information on anybody in the country can be normally accessed very rapidly. They have permutations of throughout the United States, especially, certainly Europe, of Masonic contacts. Police, magistrates, solicitors, bank managers, post office staff members. That's very useful in supplying copies of a man's mail. Doctors, I shan't to think what that means. Government employee bosses of firms. Nationalized industries. I lost two jobs because of not becoming a Mason. One for a security company. I was security manager for a group up in Indiana that was providing security for BPR refinery. They asked me three times to be a Mason. I said, I can't do it. Third time, man, they went after me tooth and nail. And had another case of that. After that job, another job. I don't have any animosity, just the way it is, and I had no problem leaving. Certainly wasn't good, but I refused to be a Freemason. I said, I can't do it. I can't even go to the lodge. I can't walk in there. They kind of like, what? I said, no, I can't do it. After the third time, man, whew, they made it real difficult to do my job, to say the least. And I quit after 2 months of this. I said, man, I'm out of here. It's a good job, too. But I will not sell my soul for nothing. I can dipster dumpster just like the best of them if I have to. I will not sell my soul. Death is preferable. But not by my own hand. They also can acquire dossiers of personal data built up on anybody very quickly. It's called the Black Book in the CIA. It goes back to the 50s and 40s. Certainly, it's not just a Black Book. It's computerized today, I'd imagine. When the major facts of an individual's life are known, areas of vulnerability are apparent. Maybe in financial difficulties, social vice he may have. If married, he might retain a mistress after a jester meeting, or have proclivity for visiting prostitutes, or perhaps there's something else in his past that he wishes to keep buried, or he has given contracts to or positions that was not supposed to be happened. Then they got him on something. Some guilty secret, a criminal offense. And that's easily obtainable through Freemason police or doubtful virtue. Other blemishes on his character, it's all maintained on record. Other blemishes in his character, all these and more could be discovered by this wide-ranging Mason's network of 6,000 contacts. So what am I telling you here? Why do they have to do that? Don't seem quite fair now, does it? I got a whole list of things here, what they can do to destroy your life and your career. Why would they even have that? Why would this even be an issue? Why don't you help other people? Not just Masons. Oh, I know you help the widows and you help this, but that's to cover up. I'm talking about always. Masonic police can harass, arrest on false charges, plant evidence. A businessman in a small community or person in public office arrested for dealing in child pornography, indecent exposure, trafficking in drugs. It's all set up. Credit companies, bankers withdraw credit facilities. This is what they do. Endless delays are caused in paperwork, useless paperwork, ignoring instructions, running up immense bills, misleading clients, making decisions, which is damaging to themselves. Why should this be an issue? Family, get out of there and bring God back to your family. Because you're in a quagmire and you're in a bee's nest. And Nimrod, the grandson of Ham, was the first Freemason. That's where the craft comes from. The fallen angels, given the knowledge of good and evil to Nimrod. And later on to the women that were witchcraft, men that were into the occult. The science of alchemy, Freemasonry, alchemy, of how to open up portals, handle energy, and the royal secret. Oh, that's a humdinger. Sodomization or rape, murder, whatever, which opens up a portal for the individual commitment to be possessed. That's the royal secret of the 33rd degree. Long story short, practice in the Pentagon in the middle. The little rooms they got there, yeah. Remote viewing and certain skills of the secret soldiers or whatever. They perform these acts to be possessed. The possession gives them that power. Those that know what I'm talking about, I really summarized that one big time. Family, we're coming to the end of the program. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 tonight. How to walk the Christian life, how to defeat Satan in his own game, if you want to call it that. And we'll cover that tonight and tomorrow, part three, tomorrow night. Tomorrow, broadcast, I'll continue on with destruction of the family, how the UN is going to take over. We'll show you some headlines about it. And we'll just continue on with tomorrow. And maybe we'll end up how the UN is destroying the family tomorrow. And I want to talk about globalism, the bottom line, and zero population reduction. What do you call it? We'll talk a little bit about humanism again, because this is what they're doing, man. This is what's going on today. It's not the headlines. It's all baloney. A bunch of lies. Global education, foundation funding, and zero population. That's the biggest thing right there. We've got a lot to talk about tomorrow, too. Y'all have a great night. Know that you win through Jesus. It's coming round, family. It's coming round. The reality, what's going on today, is coming down. Y'all be ready. Now, I want to cover probably next week on deliverance, which is different than just praying away. Deliverance means you're already possessed. Deliverance is in the families. You're talking about anointing doorways and such with oil. You're talking some serious deliverance is when you have demons already in your home. I've been told now by two listeners that that's what's going on in their homes. So this is not something I'm just pulling out of the air. This is actually happening in people's homes. The supernatural is real. The supernatural is so real. Your Pentagon has classified projects under the supernatural. So did the Russians. They harness the supernatural. So they think. It's the supernatural that's harnessing them, and they don't realize it. So family, you all join me tonight, Bible study if you want, or hit the archives. And we'll be back tonight, 7:30 to 9, and then tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6, and Bible study Friday night, 7:30 to 9. Y'all have a great night. Read your Bible. Repent those sins. Get rid of that blood oath if you're a Freemason. Get out of there, man. Get out. Because the further you stay in, the more brainwashed you're going to become. I never was good at mincing words. But bring your family back to God. Y'all have a good night. God bless. This is the Watchman, signing off. Shining out from him like sunlight from the sky.
sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.